This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Bihar today. The Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 7,200 crore rupees at Motihari in East Champaran district. The development projects are related to rail, road, rural development, fisheries, electronics and information technology sectors. More from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will today inaugurate, lay foundation stones and launch several projects and programs that will accelerate development in various sectors in Bihar, including railways, roads, socio-economic growth, IT and fisheries. The Prime Minister will launch the state-of-the-art and affordable Amrit Bharat Express train service, which will run daily between Rajendra Nagar, Patna and New Delhi. He will also flag off other Amrit Bharat Express trains connecting major cities of Bihar, Uttar Pradesh and West Bengal, including Darbhanga to Gomti Nagar, Lucknow, Malda Town to Gomti Nagar and Bapu Dham Motihari to Anand Vihar Terminal. The Prime Minister will inaugurate newly constructed software technology parks in Darbhanga and Patna. Reinforcing the commitment to women-led development, the Prime Minister will also provide financial assistance of over 400 crore rupees to more than 61,000 self-help groups under the Deen Dayal Antyodaya National Rural Livelihood Mission. Under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen, Mr. Modi will facilitate Grih Pravesh ceremonies for more than 12,000 beneficiaries and disburse over 160 crore rupees through direct benefit transfer (DBT) to more than 40,000 beneficiaries. With Dharmendra Kumar's report from Motihari, this is Ashish P. Abraham, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 5,000 crore rupees at Durgapur in West Bengal this afternoon. India has successfully test-fired nuclear-capable short-range ballistic missiles Prithvi 2 and Agni 1 from an integrated test range in Chandipur off the Odisha coast, demonstrating its strategic deterrence capability. The Defence Ministry said the test-firing of the missiles conducted by the Elite Strategic Forces Command validated all operational and technical parameters. On Wednesday, India successfully test-fired indigenously developed Akash Prime missile in Ladakh that has been customized to operate at an altitude above 4,500 meters. U.S. State Department has designated the Resistance Front, TRF group, behind the April 22 Pahalgam terror attack as a terrorist organization. In a statement, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said, Trump administration has declared the TRF as a foreign terrorist organization and specially designated global terrorist. He said the move demonstrates Trump administration's commitment to protecting our national security interests, countering terrorism, and enforcing President Trump's call for justice for the Pahalgam attack. In Jammu and Kashmir, Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra resumed today after it was temporarily halted due to bad weather conditions in most areas in both Kashmir and Jammu divisions yesterday. Official sources confirmed that in view of improvement in weather conditions, the authorities allowed 17th batch of Yatris to move from Bhagwati Nagar Jammu base camp early this morning towards Kashmir region. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Rajasthan and South Interior Karnataka today. The Met Department also predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over coastal Karnataka, Kerala, Mahi, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, West Madhya Pradesh and West Uttar Pradesh today. The India Meteorological Department has also issued a red alert in Kasaragod, Kannur and Wayanad districts today with possibility of heavy rainfall. Holiday has been declared today for educational institutions in three districts which are on red alert. Malappuram, Palakkad and Thrissur are on orange alert today. IMD has warned of strong winds with a speed of 40 to 50 km per hour likely to prevail in Kerala till July 21. A warning has been issued for fishermen to be cautious. In wrestling, India's Surjit Kalkal claimed the gold medal in the 65-kilogram men's freestyle category at the prestigious Polyak Imer and Vargayanis Memorial Tournament taking place in Budapest, Hungary. In the final bout, Surjit outclassed Azerbaijan's four-time European medalist Ali Rahimzadeh with a convincing 5-1 victory. And that is the end of this news bulletin.